This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The city of Denver is hiring former President Joe Biden's White House law firm to defend the city from congressional Republicans. Denver is one of four cities facing scrutiny over their migrant sanctuary policies. The others are Boston, Chicago, and New York. Yesterday was the 82nd anniversary of the last time the Alien Enemies Act was used. Now the White House has threatened to use it again for mass deportations. CPR's Chiara DiMari has more on a resolution at the state capitol condemning the act's potential return.
The Alien Enemies Act allows the president to detain and deport non-citizens from countries considered an enemy to America during war. Colorado is home to the Amache camp, which held more than 7,000 Japanese Americans from 1942 to 1945 during World War II. Lawmakers passed a resolution while surrounded by survivors of Amache and their family members at the state capitol. Representative Julie Gonzalez.
Is of a wartime authority when we are not at war.
The resolution calls upon Governor Jared Polis, Senators John Hickenlooper and Michael Bennett, as well as members of Congress, to renounce the use of the Enemies Act. Stacey Shigaya is the executive director of the Sakura Foundation.
I'm standing here for my family because they're gone. We get to speak for the people not only who are gone, but the people who are still here and are scared to death in America. And they're scared of their own government, and I am as well.
I'm Chiara DiMari, CPR News.
A request to clean a homeless camp at a church in Montrose was rejected Wednesday in court. City lawyers argued the camp is a health and fire hazard, but Montrose United Methodist Church says people need shelter from the cold. The church is letting some 20 people camp on its property. It's 6 minutes after six, and this is Morning Edition on CPR News.